along with Bill Newell.
North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Well, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 25, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker spoke yesterday to Massachusetts residents about his institution of a small business ban that went into effect yesterday at noon and why they're doing it.
It's to slow the spread of the virus by limiting opportunities for person-to-person contact. Taking action now to limit the spread of the virus will give our public health officials, our healthcare community, and others time and opportunity to meet the challenge ahead of us. The goal, of course, is to flatten the curve so that the number of cases doesn't overwhelm our healthcare system all at once. There's no question that these are challenging and unprecedented times, but I know the people of this great Commonwealth will meet this challenge as they always have, head on.
Governor Charlie Baker. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito also spoke to the partnerships that the state is forming with their local entities in fighting the COVID-19.
When I think about keeping this Commonwealth safe, there's no doubt in my mind or the governor's that we couldn't do this without the support and without the work with our partners at the local level. Overnight, just for instance, you have communities like Brookline and Northbridge and Sutton having emergency responders put out major fires. You have local government figuring out how their workforce comes to their city or town hall or works remotely to continue to deliver services to the people of the community. And of course, now ramping up more efforts through their boards of health and basically mobilizing their operation centers and teams to help us combat the COVID-19 epidemic.
Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito, along with the governor, at a press briefing yesterday in Boston.
Senator Bruce Tarr reporting that the Baker-Polito administration announced further action to support ratepayers during the COVID-19 outbreak, directing the Department of Public Utilities, the DPU, to issue an order prohibiting investor-owned utility companies from shutting off gas, electric, and water utility service to any customers for failure to pay a bill or a portion of a bill until the state of emergency is lifted or the DPU determines otherwise. The announcement builds upon the DPU's March 13 moratorium, requesting utility companies refrain from shutting off gas and electric service to residents across the Commonwealth. The new order will expand the moratorium to include any investor-owned utility companies, including industrial, commercial, and small business owners during the state of emergency. Make that small business customers during the state of emergency. The order also prohibits investor-owned utility companies from sending communications that threaten to shut off gas, electric, or water service to any of their customers for failure to pay a bill or any portion of a bill the companies issued to a customer. Any company that fails to comply with these orders may be assessed penalties of up to $1 million per violation. You can read more about this. Get more information at tartalk.com.
The state is bracing for a tsunami of unemployment claims from laid-off workers, which is raising questions about the solvency of the state's unemployment trust fund. Christian Wade of the Salem News Statehouse team writes this, that tens of thousands of workers have filed for unemployment benefits as the state forces a wide swath of industries to shut down to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. While the latest numbers won't be available until Thursday, last week the state received twice as many new jobless claims as were filed during the worst months of the Great Recession, according to the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
While things are fairly quiet in Essex, Essex Police Chief Paul Francis has to take a look at possibly shuffling his staff around during this emergency.
Well, right now we're trying to keep status quo along with all these extra things that we're having to do now with the coronavirus. I get updates constantly, and we're having to revise policies and procedures and how we deal with situations like this. We're currently looking at potentially changing the way we do our shifts to try to maintain our staffing. under any circumstances. Knock on wood, right now we don't have any officers out ill, but going forward we don't know what's going to happen, so we're looking at trying to reserve our officers and try to keep them as fresh as possible throughout the process here.
Essex Police Chief Paul Francis.
The COVID-19 health crisis has affected the Salvation Army in a few ways and in a few locations. Steve Krause of the Daily Item of Lynn writes that while the Lynn Citadel at the bottom of Franklin Street has expanded its food program to run 5 days a week instead of its usual three, the donation and drop-off center in Saugus, along with the family thrift store, all on Route 1 South next to the 99 restaurant, has been closed until further notice. Quote, we would appeal to the public to please hold off on donations to our drop-off sites and our main locations in Saugus, said Lieutenant Joseph Swistak, the administrator for business at the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center in Saugus. Quote, there is nobody there to man these sites, and what happens is that they get picked through and the donations end up being something that's really not usable. Steve has much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
The Manchester Cricket is stepping up its coverage of the emergency in the region. Here is the owner, editor, and publisher of the Manchester Cricket, Erica Brown.
Out and how is probably the key, because the truth is, most people, most people have endless ways of getting information in a timely way. So really understanding what role is the cricket going to play, and for us it's been super local news, very practical, very local. For instance, the town of Manchester on Sunday night, the BOS had an emergency virtual meeting because everything now is on webcast, and they had their first webcasted meeting where they determined that they were going to, after, two beautiful days and everyone outside and, there was just a lot of bulk of people. There was a lot of density of people, and they were really concerned about social distancing. So they had an emergency meeting to close all the public parks and all the beaches. And we were able to write that up, working with the town, write it up, put out the story, and get it out within an hour. And it was, on social media and on the website, and it was, dramatically shared and seen. So in other words, in that way, we were effective, but we weren't trying to be on the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis and leaning into the crisis. It was literally us getting word out to our community about practical information that they needed to know at that point in time. Now, we're putting together our paper right now for this week, and that the printed page is going to have that information, of course, but it's going to have it in a more contextual way. It'll kind of, provide a context. It'll be more thoughtful, and it won't be quite so, hey, this is what you need to know right now.
North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
That's Erica Brown of the Manchester Cricket.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to tell a friend about North Shore Today, and have a great Wednesday.